It'll be Jaeger and Scholl to jump it up. We're ready to go. We hope you are ready to go. Tigers and Raiders. And up she goes. And the tip controlled by Bricker and the Tigers. Again, we're right in the second row across from the scores table with a perfect view of the entire court. Gould bounces inside Bricker. He'll turn and shoot an 8-footer in the lane. He fell away and missed it. Other rebounds grabbed by Northridge. Radiker drives down toward the right side, peels off as Gould cut him off. Tigers this season 3-0 on the road and 4-0 away from home. Radiker pounding the dribble, drives it into the free throw line against Gould, got around him, flipped it up underhand, missed it, and Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw. Carson Gould takes off up the middle of the floor, kicks it right to Bricker, stop him, go move to the baseline, down to the block, didn't shoot. Out to Finlinson, not a Gould. Gould directing traffic against the man-to-man here by Northridge. Bricker right wing, tries the baseline against Campbell. He'll turn and shoot in the lane and score. Splitting back inside, Bricker with the first two. Tigers have the lead 2-0, a minute in. And a bad pass tipped away. Oh, saved back by Northridge. A saving play by Springer, and they throw it inside and Scholl scores. It looked like the Tigers were going to steal it. They did not. Northridge was right there, and they tie the game at 2. Bricker, left corner, Finlinson. Out top, Jaeger. Jaeger back to the left of Finlinson. He'll bring it out to the center circle and throw it across to Gould on the right. Gould looking for Jaeger. Gets him, takes it to the elbow, drives the lane, pull up 10-footer. No good. Long rebound grabbed by Springer for Northridge. Dillon up the near side for Radiker. Radiker got inside, flipped an underhand pass to a wide open Scholl for 2. Northridge has scored the last 4, and they lead 4-2. And you had 3 guys standing around the perimeter watching all that happen. Nobody dropped down to help. Bricker way out beyond the volleyball line. Dribbles left against Springer. Out top to Gould. Carson dribbles right, down toward the right wing. Looking for Jaeger in the post. Throws it instead out to Martin. His first touch on offense. They lob down and deep to Jaeger. He'll gather it. Reverse layup is good. Not an easy play for Luke. Warsaw has tied the game and thrown out of bounds. Bales threw it too high for Springer to catch. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. The lob pass was as good as it could be, but it left him in a really bad spot. Fortunately, there was nobody to his left, so he took a step across the basket area, right out into the open, and laid it in to tie the game. Bricker on top to Jaeger. Jaeger, a couple dribbles to his right, hands off to Gould against Radiker. Looking right, had Bricker open for a moment. Now Bricker's got it 25 feet out on the right. Dribbles down into a double team. Back out to Carson Gould. Left corner, Finlinson. He's open for 3. It's no good. And Bricker's got the rebound, but there's a foul called. Luke came over the top of Springer. Bricker with the first foul of the game on either team. Out of bounds to Northridge. Still tied at 4. We played almost 3 minutes. And the Tigers averaged 65 points a game, Northridge 62. Scott Radiker said, this could be a game in the 60s. It could also be in the 40s because both teams have worked so much on their defense this week in advance of this game. Radiker at the free throw line, Scholl right wing, takes it in, puts it up. No good. It rolled around. It would not go. The foul is called on Luke Jaeger, his first. And Drew Sullivan is going to check in for the Tigers. I may be wrong, and I'll apologize if I am, but I think Drew got some new shoes for Christmas. Got some black high tops with the orange Nike logo. Free throw by Scholl is up and in. That's a bit of a surprise. He's not a good free throw shooter, 52%. Keep that in mind for later. 4:57 left to play in the quarter. Scholl has given his team the lead back, and he shoots the second one up, and it's around and in. He's got 6 early points, and it's 6-4 Raiders. Finlinson out at the top. Finds Bricker at the right elbow. He's double-teamed across to Sullivan. Sullivan against Scholl way out. Now to Finlinson. Finlinson spins into a triple-team. Right side, Martin. He'll shoot for 3. No good. Sullivan the rebound. Back out to Gould. Then his pass to the wing is tipped out of bounds by Bales. Good job by the Tigers. Sullivan seems to have that, whatever that is, to know where the ball is going to come off. And he tends to get to it. And Sullivan got shoved from behind by Scholl. He looked around in disbelief, and all his teammates were like, dude, we saw you too. He put two hands right in the middle of Drew Sullivan's back. And as the ball got to him, he shoved him out of the way. Meidenberger into the game for Finlinson at 4:27 of the opening quarter. Gould will throw it in. Looking, finds Bricker out at the top. He'll drive in the lane. He'll pull up for a contested 12-footer, and that's good. Bricker with a couple of baskets. He's got four. We are even for the third time in the first quarter. It's 6-6. Radiker, top of the circle against Gould. Left side, Springer. Now they look inside. They throw over the top. They throw it behind Scholl, and Berger picks it off and takes off the other way. Lined up the near sidelines. Into a double team. Picks up his dribble and travel. He was going at full speed, and he dragged that foot. That was a good call. Out of bounds to Northridge. Hayden Johnson, their super sub, checks into the game. Campbell comes out. 4:02 left to play, opening period. 6-6 the score. With Sullivan in the game, Scholl has a height advantage, but not a toughness advantage. Drew will definitely hold his ground. Scholl has it 22 feet out. Whips a pass inside to Bales. Reverse layup is good. Backdoor cut. The Tigers got beat on it. 8-6 Raiders. Martin out top. Into a double team left side to Gould. Now they look inside. Nothing open. Sullivan right side to Berger. Meiden up the baseline. Under the basket. Out the other side. In the corner. Gould for three. It's good. Carson Gould. Three-pointers in back-to-back games. And Warsaw has the lead for the first time since early on. It's 9-8. Radiker drives it from the right. A whistle and... oh, tough break for the Tigers there. Looked like Berger was standing there waiting. Abide's going to get a foul that's going to send Radiker to the free throw line. Northridge gets the free throw line a lot. Most of their guys have attempted at least 30 free throws this season. Lou Brown, along with John Wright, part of the officiating crew here. Radiker puts the first one up and in. He's a good free throw shooter at 75%. Only Hayden Johnson at 82% is better. Our fourth tie comes now. It's 9-9. Radiker looking to give his team the lead back, and he missed it short. Sullivan's got the rebound for the Tigers. 3:13 left to play opening quarter. It's 9-9. Half court, 1-3-1 trap underway. Martin, skip pass across to Gould. He bobbled it at the free throw line. Sullivan back out to Bricker. One hands it back to Gould on the right. He'll lob back to an open Bricker left wing. Looking inside, nothing open. He'll one hand it back across to Gould. Gould picks up his dribble. Underneath, Martin got free and scores. Carson's out there counting heads, thinking somebody's got to be open. Up the baseline, hard drive to the basket. And James Cranston, who just came in, scores to make it 11-11. Already five ties. Carson Gould up the far sideline, Bricker. Skips it open to Martin. Martin drives in the lane, put it up, and in. Martin with a hard drive to the rack, got bumped on the way in. No charge, no block. 13-11 Tigers. Radiker trying to hand off to Bales, could not. Cranston in against Sullivan. Ball knocked away, got it back. Pass out top, tipped in the backcourt. Bales will go get it because it was tipped. There's no violation there. Off of Cranston's screen. Brian, a whistle and a foul called as Bales tried to split the double team. Sullivan gets the foul, his first. That's 14 fouls on Warsaw. Northridge has only been called for one. Bricker gets a break. Finlinson back in. Scholl back into the game with Campbell. Springer and Radiker are out. Northridge ball baseline left. Johnson looks to throw it in and gets it in out top for Cranston. Not a Scholl. Right side Campbell. Ball knocked away. Taken away. Gould the steal. Gould up the near side of center. Far side to Martin. Runs down the lane. A whistle. No, no whistle. And Martin puts up an incredible shot and runs it in. Warsaw fans thought there should have been a three-point play there. Northridge fans screaming for a charge. Neither one call. Ball to the paint. Taken away. Steal by Sullivan. Up ahead to Finlinson. Peels out. Gives to Sullivan. He'll throw it back to Berger. 1:41 left to play in the quarter. Warsaw in a bit of a run here. They lead 15-11. Gould against Campbell. He's looking for the screen. There it comes. He'll dump it down to Martin on the low block right. He'll turn and shoot it off balance. No good. Fights for his own rebound. Couldn't get it. Bales has it for Northridge. Up ahead, Campbell. Campbell with a fake and a drive on Gould. Fell down with it. Ball loose. Grabbed by Bales. Out to Johnson for three, and it's good. 15-14 Tigers. A minute 10 left to play. Another tough break for Warsaw. They just did not get to that loose ball. Northridge did, and they cash it in. Gould across the center circle to Berger, back across the near side to Gould. They are trying to spread the Raiders out and make this a 3-on-3 game. The count did not start. Now it does. Gould, deep right corner, Sullivan against Scholl. Up the sideline near midcourt for Berger. Berger puts on the floor against Bales, spins back out, takes it back out, then tries again. And he almost traveled again. Carson Gould up the sideline for Finlinson. Back to Gould right here in front of us at midcourt. Berger right in front of the scorer's table, 30 seconds. Northridge has the possession here. Warsaw has a 15-14 lead in the ball. Berger leaning over the dribble. Bales now backs off of him. 18 seconds. See what Matt Moore has in mind here with 13. Sullivan back to Berger, top of the circle. Spins back, gets it to Martin. He'll put it on the floor, and traveling is called. Martin jumped in the air to shoot it, realized that Johnson was going to get there and block the shot easily and then take off and score. He tried to dribble, but that's always called travel. 7 seconds left. Northridge with a chance for the lead. And they've got the possession here. Bales across the line. Hands back to Radicru, who just checked back in. He drives right. He fakes. He'll flip it up there and in at the buzzer. Radicru was facing the baseline and almost flipped it over his left shoulder up and in. Northridge 16, Warsaw 15 after one. We'll start quarter two in 60 on News Now Warsaw.